Ron's update number 107, my recent Peachtree experience.
I'm sitting in my backyard in the afternoon of July 4th. I ran Peachtree this morning for the 36th time. I ran it in a 65:53, according to my Garmin. I don't know what my official chip time was yet. I haven't looked it up. But I'll go through my morning to the end of the race for you and bore you to death with the whole thing. I got up about 4:15 in the morning and took a shower and got dressed and left the house about 20 after 5 to go down to Ainslie Mall to park. I had prepaid a bus ride from the Pheidippides store at Ainslie Mall to the start line at Peachtree, so I would avoid the hassle of having to go over and catch MARTA about a mile and a half to 2 miles away from where I parked. It was a good plan. The only problem was the chartered buses never showed up, so the Pheidippides people ended up shuttling everybody in their private vehicles to the start line. And they did a very good job and avoided a big panic. There were 2 bus loads to be shuttled, and since their wave starts at Peachtree, I think it worked out fairly well because they took the first people first and went right through the lineup of time groups. And my group started at right at 8 o'clock, and I probably got over to the start line maybe 35 to 40 minutes before the start. So things worked out. I think some of the people that were doing the shuttling were unable to run the race themselves because they were driving vehicles back and forth, because some of the people that were driving were up in the seated section, which is like the first sections to go, you know, at 7:30. So I'm sure that they got aced out of running because they were shuttling people, but they came through for everybody as far as I could see, and it worked out well. Anyway, I got over the start and I'd been bumped back to time group G for some reason. I haven't quite figured that out because I was in time group E last year and I sent in a time that was a time group E time for this year. And when I received my number in the mail, I was in time group G, which was kind of strange, but it's no big deal really when you come right down to it. Except maybe the prestige is saying, well, I was in E instead of G, or, you know, whatever time group you're in. I used to be in sub-seated, and I've worked my way back, so it's just the way it goes. But anyway, I started right at, I think it was 7:59, actually, but, you know, that's close enough to 8 to be on time. And I was using my Galloway timer, because when I first start out on a race, it usually, I've got atrial fibrillation or whatever, AFib, right? And the only time it ever does anything is when I start a race and I haven't warmed up good. The first mile or so, my heart rate's going to go up high. And then as I get in to the race, it settles back down. So that's pretty much what happened in the first mile, but I still was able to run under 11 minute pace. I did have no goal as far as trying to run a certain pace. I just wanted to beat my time from last year. So the first mile, I think I ran it in 10:40 something, and I had negative splits. The first mile was, you know, my longest. The second mile was faster. The third mile was faster. Then the fourth mile had an uphill, so I went back to being slower. I did an 11:14 or something. But then the fifth mile was faster, then the sixth mile was faster than that. So I had like two sets of negative splits. The first 3 miles were negative splits going from first to second to third. And then I had negative splits from fourth to fifth to sixth. So it was kind of weird. But anyway, I ended up running a 65:53, as I said, on my Garmin. I don't know what my official time was yet because I haven't looked it up on the web. But it should be pretty close. Anyway, the temperature today was 66 degrees pretty much the whole way. As a matter of fact, when I got out of the shuttle vehicle to walk to the start line, I was actually cold, which is weird for July 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was actually shivering. I mean, it may be because I've been running in 93 degree heat every afternoon, or in the 90s, you know, and I was heat trained, and then I have a cool morning and it's about froze to death. But anyway, it was a perfect temperature for the race. I mean, it was just, I would say it was the best race day in I don't know how long. This is my 36th race, and I would have to say that it might have been the best race day in those 36 years, as far as temperature-wise, not my race, as far as my pace, you know. So, anyway, the first mile, as I said, was my AFib mile, and then the second mile is, you're kind of going down a little bit the second mile, and then the third mile you are going down, and then you start to come back uphill a little bit. And the third mile is about a little over halfway up a hill, and then you go into the fourth mile, and you that cardiac hill up by Shepherd's Spinal Center is between 3 and 4 miles. So I had that fourth mile, as I said, was my slowest mile. That was because it had the major hills in it. And then once you go over Cardiac Hill, or whatever they call it, Cardiac Heartbreak, whatever it is, I don't know, you kind of start going downhill a little bit and run over Interstate 85. So that section of the course is kind of downhill to flat, and once you go over Interstate 85, then you start going up a little bit by WSB radio, and you go around a curve and you do a little downhill again, and then you have uphill going up to Colony Square, up to 14th Street on Peachtree. And the end of the fifth mile is up there just before Colony Square. And then the sixth mile, I would put it in a flat to downhill 6 mile, except when you turn on the 10th Street, you run downhill to Piedmont Avenue. And once you cross Piedmont, you go up a little bit, and then it levels off and starts going back downhill, so you actually have a downhill finish. And once you cross the finish line, of course, you go into Piedmont Park on the left-hand side of the road, and they have all sorts of refreshments in there. First, you run into the water. They have water bottles all set up for everybody to get water before you go through where you pick up your t-shirt. So once you've finished and you've gotten your water and your t-shirt, you go up a hill there at Piedmont Park over to the left-hand side, and all the various companies that have areas set up for the employees are up there. and the track club has a section set up for members, and Waffle House supplies like breakfast. It's called a grits bowl. Today it was a grits bowl. It was grits with sausage in it and cheese. And they also had bananas and things like that, so you could get something after the race. So I went over there and I got a grits bowl and ate that for my breakfast. And then I left and walked over to Ainslie Mall where my car was parked. And Pheidippides has a party every Peachtree. It's sponsored by Publix, and this year they had Yuengling beer and they had Miller Lite beer also. But they had fresh fruit, like strawberries and cantaloupe and honeydew melons and grapes. And then they also had some kind of roll-up type sandwich that was pretty good. I had one of them. And they get you to sign up in the Pheidippides shop, your name and your email address. Of course, we're advertising, but then they give you two tickets, which are for two free beers. So you can eat all the stuff you want there. And then I hear a train off in the distance. Then of course you get the two free beers too. And I ate and hung around for a little while, and then I drank one beer and I brought the other one home. So this afternoon I haven't been doing a whole lot. I was surprised. I wore my Hoka Rapa Nui 2 Tarmacs, which are a road shoe, and they're really super comfortable. My feet have felt the best after today's race than they have in a long time. Because for some reason in the past 4 or 5 years, I developed a really sensitive forefoot. I mean, it got where it was hurting to run. And when I switched to Brooks, that helped. And I got some Brook Ascends, and they're pretty good to run in. But the Hoka Rapa Nui's are really super comfortable for me, and it saves my forefoot from getting beat to death. And they're really a good, comfortable shoe. So I was glad I wore them today. But anyway, after I got the refreshments at the party at Pheidippides, I got in my car and just headed home, like I said, and I've been sitting around the rest of the day doing mostly nothing. And I think I'll take tomorrow off, and I'm planning on running 7 miles Sunday, so we'll see how that goes. Oh, and I also wanted to mention, I got an app for my iPhone, HRV app. It's called iThelite, or iAthlete. It measures your heart rate variability. And I walked on Monday. I walked a little over 2 miles on Monday. I ran 4 miles on Tuesday, and my HRV was good the next morning. It was green again. I ran 4 miles on Wednesday, and Thursday morning my HRV was still good. I took Thursday off. I didn't run on Thursday, and when I took it this morning before the race, my HRV was the highest it had been, which is good. That's the higher it is, the better. So I knew that based on the HRV measurement that I should be fine for the race, and I was. So it's just, I'm still trying to figure this HRV thing out. And so far using it seems to have been working for me, so I'm going to continue doing it. Anyway, that's my update for right now.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.